Okay, so welcome. Here we are. It's our 20 minutes-ish podcast all about 10 ways that something has changed our lives. And what's the thing this time,
What's the
Adam?
time, Mr. Wolf?
It's what's the time, Mr. It's wolves. We've had a whole month themed around wonderful wolves.
It's time for our podcast. Here we go. This is a moment in our month, each month, where we celebrate and we chink our glasses. What are we drinking?
We're drinking Wolf Blass red wine.
Yes, I've actually had enough. It was making me feel very soporific.
Yeah,
Soporific? Is that the right?
that's right.
I'm a bit soft around the edges from the softy red wine. I need some bite. I need some wolfy bites.
Well, you can nibble whatever you want, but
Well, talking about nibbling, who's in between us?
let's paint the picture. So we have this time together, us and you listener, and we've got Moogie with us as well. So we're basically sat with our lovely little guinea pig called Moogie, who's in her dressing gown, and she would not want to be a snack for
She's
wolves.
in her dressing gown. Yeah, she's laying down, snuggled up in a dressing gown. She's not wearing the dressing gown. It's belonged to like a 4-year-old or something, doesn't
Yeah, but she's cuddled up like a looks like a chicken drumstick,
it? Oh.
and yeah, so it's Joshua and Adam, we're partners, and
We form Adua.
yeah, and we do something that some others do with us, which is life theme. So you have a theme, and then you do things around that theme during the month. And wolves is the wonderful theme of this month. And thank you, Elsie, for suggesting it.
Yeah. So we're going to plow on with 10 things that have come into our life because of wolves and how they may have changed our life a little bit.
Yeah, or a lot. So the
Or a
legacy.
lot.
Now I'm going to go first,
Who are you now?
or you can go
It's
first if you like.
very wolfish of you. Very assertive, almost aggressive, one might say. I see the teeth around, the claws around. He's ready to bite, viewers, listeners, lovers.
No. You can go first if you like. It's all good.
Why
I'm
don't we
happy for you.
do our
Jury, e
San?
san. That's me win.
You've got the Dachshund, which chases the naked roll mat. Mat? Naked roll.
Naked roll
Naked
mat.
roll mat. The naked mole rat. You win, you go first. Off you go.
Okay, I'm going to go with. Well, I'll be kind to you, and I'll do one that there's no way you could have done because I haven't even told you about it yet. But last night, I suddenly remembered this book I read when I was about 20 called Steppenwolf. And I was like, oh my goodness, Steppenwolf. I didn't even read it this month. And weirdly, Siddhartha by the same author, Hermann Hesse, I read earlier this month in India theme, February. Anyway, Steppenwolf is a great book, very spiritual, very mysterious. It's got this thing in it called the magic theatre. And as I was starting to read about it, I was so excited to reread it, so I'm definitely going to read that, and I'm really going to pay attention to it now that I'm older, in my 40s rather than my 20s. I think it will mean even more to me. So the fact that we had Wolf Month this month has invigorated my passion to read that. And what's more, I found that there's a film about it. There's a German film called Steppenwolf, which I'm definitely going to watch, and we should have watched it this month, but we didn't. But it doesn't
Oh
matter.
well. Is there a band called Steppenwolf as well?
Yeah, there's a band called Steppenwolf. We had a song called The Steppenwolf. I think it's
Oh.
quite influential. But the key thing is, it's about a man who he kind of he's halfway between animal and human, and then he has to learn about the reality of human beings. And it sounds a bit Groundhog Day-y, where he goes into this magical theater and he has to go through all these trials, and then he realizes he's failed, but it's okay because he's going to come back and do it all over again. It's
Oh,
like it's a
wow.
very deep and meaningful film about spirituality and life, and but I haven't even read it or watched it this month, so it's a bit of a strange one to put in there, but I definitely want to add it in. And where I
Very
went to
good.
the Valley of the Steppenwolf, because we had our friend Undina here, and she's from Germany, and she helped us understand it's pronounced Steppenwolf.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to the Valley der Steppenwolf.
When you said you went there.
Yeah, it's just like a little green valley near us.
What, do you mean here in Orkney?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a little path.
But it's not actually called that.
No, I mean, I just called it the Valley of Steppenwolf.
Oh, and where would I find this?
You know where you climb up to Brinkey's Brae?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a few rocks and stuff, and you climb, go up from that back road, and there's a few steps.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
it's very lush and green at the moment. It's called the Valley des Steppenwolf.
Oh, great. Oh, so, I might go there.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's your number one?
Right, my number one. Well, number two out of ten. My first one is, well, I'm going to put this one in because I kind of spearheaded this a little bit. And that's the little walk we did, and we thought, how are we going to kind of mark the wolf? How are we going to feel like we've actually connected to the wolf's animals or energy or spirit here in Orkney in Scotland where there are no wolves? And there isn't really much here that's connected to a wolf. So we thought, well, let's just kind of think about what a wolf represents and use the letters of the name wolf, W-O-L-F, to come up with four kind of characteristics that help us to understand the wolfish energy and then how we kind of tap into that. And so we walked and we talked about, so what does a wolf represent? What kind of energy does it have? And we went through those different ideas and then we kind of linked it to the letters and we came up with the W for wily, which means kind of cunning and smart.
Intelligent.
Which they are. And then we thought about where we possess that. O is more occult, which is more mysterious and spiritual, which they are in terms of as animals. Most animals are, really, aren't you, Moogs?
But they're kind of got connected to legends and the moon.
Right,
and
exactly, the moon, yeah. Then L is loyal because they go in packs, so they're loyal to their family of wolves and they're connected to other animals and to nature. And F for
feral.
Wild, kind of in nature, a little bit, what's the word?
Primal,
that's a good word. Yeah, and so we've been getting a bit feral at times.
Yeah, like if I wanted to get because we try and tick them off during the day, make sure we've had a wily moment, a feral moment, an occult moment, a loyal moment. So I would get a tick if I just went outside and got the washing in or put the compost in the compost bin in my bare feet so I would touch the ground.
You were grounding. Because putting the washing out isn't such a feral activity, is it?
No.
But doing it in your bare feet,
yes.
Then you're a wolf.
And we were also feral. Oh! We were also feral by...
That was a very camp wolf.
Because we had chicken a la king, but instead we had chicken a la wolf king by adding feral ingredients.
Oh, yes.
So things we just grabbed out of the ground.
I snipped off a bit of nettle, a bit of daisy, a bit of dandelion.
Yeah, and rubbed it all around.
And then we just added it into the casserole.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay, well, that's good. So have you said everything you want to say about that then? About your number two?
So how it's changed my perspective of wolves and how I connected with them and think about how those characteristics in my life, which all have some legacy. I love the feral, I think. The other ones are good. But I like that with the wolf. Okay. So, yes, I think that's enough.
Nice. Yeah, it was a good acronym. That was going to be one of my points. I'll have to come up with something else now.
Is it me now for number three?
Yeah.
And my second one, but number three. I will go with, well, I'm just looking at my little list of things. This is not a new thing, but I'm going to mention it because it might be something that if anyone is listening to this, they might think, oh, I've not heard of that. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And I'd like to reconnect with that. And that's a lovely piece of classical music called Peter and the Wolf. And it's the music by Prokofiev, Russian composer. And it's just such a beautiful story. Well, I say beautiful, it's quite sad. And what's going on with your face? You're pulling a weird face.
I'm panting with anticipation.
Why are you panting with anticipation?
I'm eager to hear what you're going to say about it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a boy. I'm not going to give the whole story away, but there's a boy called Peter. And eventually there's a wolf in the story, but there's also like a bit of a there was a prowling cat and then an unlucky duck, I could say, and a tweety tit or a buzzy bird and a grumpy gramps, and they all have their own little music played by an oboe or bassoon or clarinet, the strings played by Peter. Beautiful story. And you can even get a nice crossover for us with David Bowie, because he was January's theme. He narrates a version. So we listened to it one evening.
And we actually had a place, didn't we? We clambered into someone's garden that had all these different like ornaments that some people would say are very tasteful, some people would say are not so tasteful, but they're like squirrels and ducks and...
funny looking
gnomes and
funny looking
things.
Fat faces.
So we spotted just about everything that was in
not
there.
Not quite a wolf in
there. Yeah, a little dog.
It was like a dog or a wolf, a fox. But you know, we just use our imagination.
Yeah.
We called it Peter and Peter's garden, Peter and the Wolf garden. Anyway, but you make it sound like we trespassed, like we clambered. Well, I guess we did.
We did. It looks like...
It looks quite open to the public, though.
It wasn't, because you had to climb in. But anyway, no one saw us. It was a very quiet day.
We're in Orkney and nobody's anywhere.
Well, we're in tourist season at the moment, so it could have been. It could have been a tour bus going past. But anyway, we got through it. So your next thing was Peter and the Wolf.
Yes.
So my... So number four of our joint legacies of Wolf, but my second is ravens. Now, we learnt that ravens are called by some cultures wolves of the sky or sky wolves.
Yes.
And they have a symbiotic relationship with wolves sometimes, where if a carcass is too frozen, the ravens will lead the wolf to the carcass, so the wolf will eat it, and then the ravens will peck away at the bits left over or whatever. So they kind of help each other out.
Nice.
So because we didn't have real wolves in front of us, just their relatives, the dogs, we got to know ravens a bit more. Now every time I see a raven, I will have that legacy and appreciation of it being a very clever bird. They are very clever. That symbiotically supports wolves, and in their own way are wolves of the sky. So that's my next one.
Oh, we were raving about ravens.
Yeah,
that sounds like a Eurovision song, the wolves of the sky.
Yeah, well, there's a wolves of the sea, isn't there?
That's why I'm thinking the wolves of the sky. Yeah, so every time you see a raven, you can feel connected to a wolf.
Yeah,
and every time you see a wolf, you can feel connected to a raven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in my next one, so the fifth thing, which is how wolves changed our lives, is a story that I knew already and I've reconnected with it, but I'm really happy with what's happened with it, because the story is about two wolves, and it's apparently a Native American Indian story, Native American story, about... a man who talks to his grandson, and he says, you know, I have two wolves inside of me. One of them is anger and lust and hatred and envy, and the other one is calm and kindness and goodness. And the little grandson says, well, which one's going to win? And the granddad has also said, these are the wolves we all have inside us. And in answer to that question, which one will win? The grandfather says, the one we feed.
Profound.
But I was really pleased because I work for a well-being charity, and they've actually put this, I suggested it, and they're now using it in their resources for people all around the world. Wow. To consider positive emotions and well-being, and so that's a nice little legacy.
That is a legacy.
Out there into the world. Wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Wolf Month, so well done, Elsie, for suggesting it.
Nice.
Anyway, that's that one. What's yours?
So am I going on to my...
Your third one.
Third, which is probably number seven.
Yeah.
Out of ten. I've reconnected with a couple of nostalgic films of the 80s, the Teen Wolf.
Great.
Yeah, they are classically bad films, but...
Was there that... Do you remember that erotic bit? Because I haven't seen it this month, but where he's in the cupboard with her. and he slices her
oh, yeah.
clothes off.
You remember that?
I used to find that really erotic as a child.
How funny. Yeah, I didn't find it erotic watching it recently, but you got the scene right. Yeah, he does rip the back of her shirt because he gets a bit carried away. I was surprised that he there was this awful girl, like a really pretty, well, you know, aesthetically pleasing girl who he wanted to be with and was trying to impress all the way, and she then fell for the Wolfman, and then they had a bit of nookie, like he had sex with her.
What, on screen?
No, off screen, but I was really surprised.
Because it's a children's film.
Well, yeah, you know, but and they're only about 15, 16, aren't they? Or maybe 17, but... You know, I mean, I just was so innocent when I watched it in the 80s or early 90s, whatever, that I obviously just didn't make that connection.
Was he hairy while they were doing it?
I can't remember. Well, it was off screen, so I don't know. But I think he probably was the Wolfman. I think that's what she was attracted to. But anyway. But so a nice little nugget that's come out of it is the song from the little disco scene called Big Bad Wolf, and it makes me laugh, and they're all doing these funny wolf kind of dance moves, which I'm going to employ next time I'm in a nightclub, which is probably going to be a very long time from now. But if I remember when I'm back in Edinburgh or London or wherever, I shall pull out the wolf moves. It's quite funny.
Goodness.
It's a bit like Thriller.
Great. What's your next one?
My next one, wolves, I think, let's see, well, I want to make a little shout out to your cheesy sausages. I think they need to get a mention, because we shape them like wolves, and I guess that's not really changing my life, but it's quite creative how you can take something and make it into something you're following or a theme that you're following.
But it could change your life. Wow. You could make thousands of cheesy sausages and feed them to the homeless.
I could. But I can't make cheesy sausages because they're yours and I don't know the recipe. So would you share it? They're delicious.
Oh, it's Adelia Smith. I got it from One Is Fun, which was a book I got when I was single, and I got it as a Christmas present. And
wait, who got you that Christmas present?
I think my mum.
That's really not... Most sensitive,
isn't it? Well, One Is Fun. It was meant to be.
One is definitely
I remember
not
there
fun.
Was a.
One is not.
I remember there was a chapter. Well, it can be. I remember there was a chapter called The Lone Vegetarian and one called One Man's Meat.
Oh, that sounds rude.
but anyway, so. Sometimes they're called Glamorgan sausages, but I think she just called it cheese and onion sausages. But anyway. It was breadcrumbs, sage, spring onions, cheese, and eggs. And they just kind of mashed up, shaped into wolves, and
absolutely
baked.
Delicious. Really lovely. If you can find that. And actually, One Is Fun. I will change my mind.
Oh, and some mustard as well.
One. I like cooking for myself. I like going for a walk by myself. That is most fun.
You like having a whole Eurovision weekend to yourself.
I would, yeah. So One definitely is fun. So there you go. There we have it. Shape your food like a wolf or whatever animal you're following at the time. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
That's right. Number eight.
Okay, so...
is that number eight or seven?
No, that was seven.
Seven, yeah.
So now I'm doing eight and nine.
Oh, yeah.
So the eighth way that wolves has left a legacy on our lives, and this is more specifically my life... is the character Wolf in a wonderful book called Trick or Treat by Leslie Glaister, who happens to be my mum. But I am very, very fortunate because apparently some elements of this character are based on me. So I read it again this...
Really?
Yes. Well, yeah. That's why I was reading it. So I read it again this month and I really enjoyed... And I was writing notes and stuff, and I really enjoyed going, oh, that does remind me of an aspect of my character. Like, he's really dramatic, and there's this bald cat in the front garden, and he screams at his mum and says, "Mum, there's a frozen chicken in the garden!" And he's got some other aspects of his character, like he's very spiritual and deep thinking and a bit silly and a bit oversensitive, always trying to stop people getting upset. And there's just lots of aspects of his character that I relate to. So
does she have you in mind when she was writing it, do you think?
Well, I think to some extent.
I guess she would. I mean, Because that she wrote about a cult leader and had me in mind, didn't she?
Yeah, Adam.
Yeah, she even named it the same name as me.
Yes. Yeah, he was very charismatic, of course.
But he was very seductive. No, not seductive. He was very...
very intelligent, very influential, very charismatic and psychopath.
A cult leader, yeah.
Whereas Wolf is described as kind of pot-bellied and scabby.
Pot-bellied and scabby.
But also very sweet soul underneath it all.
You're not pot-bellied and scabby.
No, I think it's less... less like... It's more the essence of him. But anyway, I really love the book and I highly recommend it to everyone. But also for me, it's got that extra little thing that is called Wolf. And he reminds me of me. So it's lovely to see. Now, nice. My final one is, because you said what I was going to say, I'm going to go with The Hour of the Wolf, which we hear different things about it. Sometimes we hear it's dusk or dawn, and sometimes we hear it's that weird 3 o'clock in the middle of the night where everyone would be asleep. But there's definitely a time where things are more mysterious, which doesn't feel like such a human time. It feels like the time for wild animals in the woods. And I think that is a legacy, because I think I will notice sometimes, maybe not every time, but I will notice when it's dusk and dawn, and remember, this is the hour of the wolf.
Nice. Do you think it's the hour of the wolf right now?
Oh, no.
Are we in it?
Well, no. It's now 11:30 and the sun set at about 10. So this wouldn't be the hour of the wolf, unless you say that the hour of the wolf is in the middle of the night, and then in which case it's still not. It'd be about 3 o'clock.
Okay, but the hour of the wolf is actually connected to the sunrise and sunset.
Well, apparently, but like I said, if you'd listened, I said that people say it's dusk or dawn.
Yeah, some people say the middle of the night.
Some people say the middle of the night. Well,
I did hear that. Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. I know we never really got up in the middle of the night, so I'd like to say dusk and dawn, but it seems a bit dissatisfying, if that's a word, unsatisfying, that the hour of the wolf is actually twice a day. It should just be once a day. So I'll probably say slap bang in the middle of the night, in between dawn and dusk. Ooh. Slap bang, and that will change depending on the day, I guess.
Ooh.
But that would be the hour of the wolf. And occasionally you have to get up for a plane or something at that time, don't you?
Or wee wee.
Yes. Very true.
Yeah.
So we're doing so well. We've got through 9 different ways that wolves have changed our lives because of our attention on them this special month. So what's the 10th, Adam?
Well, I guess I'm not specifically thinking about the wolf itself. I've struggled a bit, but it's an activity we did connected to the wolves I really enjoyed. And it's something as a legacy that we could do for other themes in other months, I think. And that was the first day of the month we had a little disco. We had a little dance and we got lots and lots and lots of wolf songs. And then we listened to a bit, and if we liked it, we kind of kept it on, and we were like 2 thumbs up. It stayed on the playlist and we enjoyed it for the rest of the month. And if it was a bit bad, one of us was a bit like, oh no. If it got it had to have one of us saying yes, didn't it? But if there was 2 no's, we were like, it's out of the playlist.
Oh yeah, and that was Beltane, wasn't it? That was part of the Wheel of the Year turning. And one of the ways you celebrate Beltane, which is around May Day, or it is May Day, is by dancing around
the pole.
Yeah.
Because we made it's kind of a crossover with Yonic, because we made a
phallus.
A phallus next to a vagina stone, and then we commemorated it and danced around it. I mean, we sound so pagan, don't we? listening to wolf songs, getting dressed up like wolves and howling. And it was actually a thing we called the Landers Test, and I do like the Landers Test, named after the infamous Sarah Landers, whom ironically we don't follow because she failed her own test. But the Landers Test is basically, it's a scale, and if something resonates with us, if something sticks, it feels right, then it passes the Landers test. But if it fails, it means it ain't for us.
Ain't for us, but it could be for someone else. And I'm sure she's lovely.
Oh no, of course she's lovely for someone else. But just for it was a marker for us to know, well, this isn't quite our thing. So then something that we do the Landers test on, either pass or fails for us. So we were kind of doing that for the Wolf songs as we were dancing to them.
That's good. Yeah, that is a nice legacy. Let's keep that going. We can call it something like the Wolf Dance. There's all sorts of things we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about Dances with Wolves or the Company of Wolves or the Wolf Ticket cocktail that we drank.
Yeah. The Wolf Cam.
Oh, yeah, that was a good Wolf Cam. And that Denise let us know about, where you can watch wolves in their natural habitat or kind of a zoo. But yeah, it's been a good month.
I found a gin, didn't I, called Wolf Gin.
Did we have any of that? It was a cactus.
The cactus one. Well, we had some with some friends that came to visit earlier in the month. We haven't had any since. But that's all right.
So here we go. We are coming towards the end. So should we announce...
Yeah,
the next one.
End of Wolf, goodbye Wolves for this month, but you'll always be part of our Aduin catalogue history.
Part of our pack.
Yeah, definitely.
But we're loyal to you, Wolves.
We are, we love you, Wolves. Very sweet. But we're going to move on, it's June 2023, and we're going to be celebrating...
Islands. Hooray, I've got a theme. I haven't had a theme since Berries in August 2022. Yeah, it's been, isn't it? Yeah. So I am excited that I have a theme. I think it's going to be a good one. And we've already got lots of nice songs to listen to and lots of ideas of things to do. But well, we'll catch up on that next month.
We live on an island.
We do.
We're visiting quite a few islands across the month. Mm. And just past the month, on the 1st of July, when we leave Ireland's theme, we'll be heading off the island back onto the mainland. Although the mainland is an island in itself, being the UK.
Yeah.
But that's quite special.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. But we will catch up on that next month. This time next month, but if you're listening to this during June, I hope you're having a wonderful June. And we will catch up soon.
Yeah, enjoy the summer days as they're coming. Hope you have some interesting, fun, lovely times connected to islands, and we hope to see you or speak to you soon.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Life is